Alright, if they lived in the country and were worthless, what would they have been
called? It was still white trash.
Same thing. Okay. What would the Negroes call those people?
They called them black trash.
What would they call the white people?
They're still trash.
Do they have any special terms?
They just call them trash. They'd say they're trashy.
Uh-huh. Somebody who lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about town ways and is conspicuous when he gets to town, of himself he might say, I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old...
country Hoosier.
How would town people refer to him? For example, children might say, look at that old...
corny man.
Do you know any other terms besides Hoosier or... the way they might refer to
They call them country Hoosiers and country dudes.
What does Hoosier mean to you?
Somebody that is unlearned and, you know, don't know too much.
Uh-huh.
It's not too knowledgeable.
At a party, you would look at your watch and say it's 11:30 or so. You say, we better be getting home. It's blank midnight.
Nearly midnight.
Okay. The ice is hard to walk on, and I managed to keep my balance, but I blank fell 3 or 4 times. I managed to keep my balance, but I...
almost fell.
Okay. Would you say anything else?
Like to have.
All right. If someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in...
a minute.
You know you're on the right road, but aren't sure of the distance. You ask somebody, how... say you want to know about the distance from Laurel to Washington. You might say,
how far is it from here on to Washington?
Okay. If you're pointing out something nearby, you might say to that person,
there it is.
Or if you want them
it's
to
right here.
See it, you might say,
here it is, right here.
If you saw something suddenly and you really wanted to get someone's attention, you might say to that person,
oh, look.
All right. And if it was right in one place, you might say, oh, look.
Here.
If you want to go to know how many times to say something or how often to do something, let's say a term such as how blank do you go to town, you might ask that person how
often.
All right. You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say, if also you have the same feelings, then you're not going to vote for that person either. He says, I'm not going to vote for that guy. You might say,
I'm not going to vote for him either.
What would you call the part of the head above your eyes where you might put your hand when you're tired?
Your forehead.
All right. If I or some man didn't, I don't think I would be, but if some man didn't shave around here, say right around this area, you would say that he might be growing a what?
Beard.
Where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it so it would be handy all the time?
Behind his ear.
All right. Which ear would you say?
Right ear.
Or?
Left.
Left?
Ear.
His left ear, okay. If someone's mumbling, you say, take that chewing gum out of your...
mouth.
He got a chicken bone stuck in his...
throat.
Or we wear a tie around our...
neck.
What does the word goozle mean, or does it mean anything to you?
You swallow.
Have you heard that term?
Yeah. Then?
How did you use it?
I'd say look at how his goozle sticks out.